It's great to have people sharing this morning, really fantastic. And it's always good, I love it when fresh people share. I just really want to encourage you to share. It's not just down to leadership to share, but it's great when other people share because it's, you know, it's fresh, it's new. I think sometimes I can say something at the front and, well, we've heard it all before, and, you know, it's only Dave, or it's only Adrian, it's only Mike, you know, so what? But it shouldn't be that way, obviously, but you know what I mean? It can be, and I fully understand that. But it's great when, especially, you know, Jack and Emma, new Christians, really, babes in Christ, but sharing, it's fantastic. And God is doing those amazing things. I would like to, around the communion table, just spend a little bit of time. I think we've all been challenged by what's happening in Israel and Gaza and in Iraq and other parts of the world. I would just like to spend some time just praying for people, especially the persecuted church. We are hopefully in the not too distant future going to have a visit from Open Doors. Some of you will know about Open Doors, working in these sort of very difficult areas and just sharing what's really going on in the world. Because we live in a little cocooned environment, our little chrysalis of peace, but it's totally different in other parts of the world. So we need to be aware of that. Okay. Hope you've got your Bibles with you. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but if you've got your Bibles with you, could you get your Bibles out? You might be getting your Bible out on this. Someone over here has got a tablet out. I hope you've all got your Bibles with you. I hope you're not just looking at Facebook, because we never know these days when we get our Bibles out. We're going to read from Psalm 119. We're not going to read the whole of Psalm, just part of it. Yeah, yeah. We're going to read the first 16 verses. I'm glad you know how long it is. Anyway, that's good. Yeah, yeah. I just really, when Ruth shared last week about, you know, us going into the summer break and taking our Bibles with us, making sure that our Bibles is the first thing we pack. I've been feeling for a number of weeks how important God's word is. That doesn't mean, I've never thought God's word isn't important, but more so than ever, getting into God's word regularly, daily, is so important. And I just want to follow on a little bit today about that, really, and hopefully challenge us. So we're going to read these verses first, Psalm 119. When it talks in this psalm, it talks about the law, it talks about God's precepts, it talks about his statutes. It's talking about God's word. That's what it's talking about, the word of God, what God has spoken, what he said, what he's declared. So all of those adjectives can be used for God's word. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord, or the word of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their hearts. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You've laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly forsake me. How can a young man or a young woman or an old man or an old woman or a middle-aged man or a middle-aged woman, how can a person keep their way pure? And there's only one way. That's by living according to your word. I will seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. With my lips I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts and consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Yeah, that verse 16, the last word, I will not neglect your word. I don't know if you're guilty of neglecting God's word. I think at some stage, all of us have been guilty of that. No matter how long we've been Christians. but we can get back. I just looked at our bookshelf before I came to church to have a look how many Bibles were there. And there's 19 Bibles on my bookshelf in all sorts of different versions and different styles and different ages. One's never been opened. It was presented to me. It's in a nice box. It's never been opened. 19 Bibles. I don't know how many Bibles you've got on your app. Have you all got a Bible app on your mobile and on your... You haven't got one? Okay, well, come to see me later and I'll show you how to get one. But, you know, Bibles can just be clogging up the bookshelf. They could be clogging up your app. I got a message this week to say I'm full. Need to get rid of something, right? So I'll get rid of the Bible app. Don't need it. No, I didn't. I could have done. You know the U Bible version that I've got on? It's got, I just checked up today, it's got 966 versions of the Bible in 664 languages. I don't know if someone today who's... is anyone here today whose first language isn't English? I think your first language isn't English, is it? Is it Tamil? Right, okay. I bet that's on there as well. Is your first language English? No? First language English? No, I don't know. I think some have got... No? Different people have not got first language. But this has got 664 languages. There's 40 versions of the English Bible on there. In all sorts of different things. So it's available. It's everywhere. Yeah. But it's no good at just being there if we're not doing anything with it. If we're not looking at it, if we're not reading it, if we're not involved in it. There's loads and loads. And that's only just one app. How many other apps there are if you search for the Bible? But you know, it's all right having it in a book form. Looking at mine here today, it's just getting a bit tatty now. It's got a few marks and it's been marked a few times. It's almost a bit, you're almost going to fall apart. But you get attached to it, don't you? Yeah. You do. But, you know, it's no good being just the old book on a bookshelf or an app on a phone if we're not doing anything with it. Hebrews 4 verse 12 says this. It says, for the word of God is alive and active. The word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrows. It judges thoughts and attitudes of the heart. The word of God is living and active, alive and active. It's a living word. It isn't just a dead, dusty book or an app on a phone. It's living. It's the word of God. It's alive. It's meaningful. It was written thousands of years ago, but it's still touching our lives today. Yeah, it's still influencing our thinking today. Emma's just come and shared. It's still vibrant today, even though it was written all those thousands of years ago. Why? Because it's living. It's a living tool. Every time you pick it up, even if you've read it loads and loads of different times, something jumps off the page that you've never noticed before. It might only be a word, but something just comes and hits you and it touches your spirit. Why? Because it's alive. It reaches and it touches us. That's why it's so vitally important that we get into God's word. So many people, you speak to them, they say, I'm feeling a bit fed up, you know. I'm feeling a bit weak. I'm not quite up to it, you know. If that's how you're feeling, then you need to recharge yourself. And how are you going to do that? Yeah, you can speak to yourself and say, come on, come on, pat yourself on the back and, you know, pull yourself up and, I don't know, you can do all those things. But one good way of recharging your batteries, of getting your lifestyle back on, is to get into God's word. Yeah, if you're feeling weak and you're not maybe eating properly, people say, well, are you eating the right foods, you know? What are you having? Are you feeding yourself properly? And the word of God is the bread of life. It's life to us. Jesus is called the bread of life, yeah? And his word is that same sort of thing. It's food to us. The Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our daily bread, yeah? I don't know if you're on diets, right? You might be on diets. I'm not on a diet. You probably gathered that. But if you're on a diet, right, you can go so far. But you can't manage without food forever. You need daily nourishment. You need daily food. Give us this day our daily bread. That's why it says give us this day. It doesn't say give us this month or give us this year or give us it every now and again or just give us it when it suits us. No, give us this day our daily bread. That's why daily communion with God is vitally important. Spending that prime time with God. I don't know what your prime time is. For me, my prime time is morning. I'm a morning person, yeah? My prime time is not night because I'm starting to go like that. If I want to go to sleep and I can't sleep for any reason, I've got things on my mind, the best thing to do is to pick up the Bible because I'll be shoomph. I just, It just knocks me to sleep. When I don't know why that is. I think it's the enemy does that to you. But at night, I just know that it's no good. But in the morning, I'm alive, and so it works for me. So it's give us this day daily. Psalm 1 verse 2 says, day and night I meditate. Day and night I meditate. So whatever suits you best, I don't know. Is it daytime? Is it nighttime? Is it lunchtime? Whatever time it is, those with young babies obviously find it quite difficult. Maybe in the middle of the night it might work for you, I don't know. Or maybe the afternoon, I don't know. But whatever it is, get a regular time and meditate on God's word. It's got to be regular. It's got to be habitual. There's nothing wrong with good habits. So get into a habit. Whatever works for you, get into a habit. If you need to put a reminder on your phone, this is the time, yeah? Bang, then get it. You can do it. There's loads of ways of doing that. But it needs to be sometime, yeah? Make it happen. Anytime, any place, anywhere, on the way to work. Great to hear Laura listening to things on the way to work. Yeah, you can do it on the train, you can read whatever you can, I don't know, but just do it. The availability of Scripture is just everywhere. We can't get away from it, it's just available. Let's just use it. Word for the day, I've got your word for today here, by the way, just found that there, I'll take it now. There's somebody who reads word for today every day. Wow. Yeah. That's a great little booklet, so if you don't read that word for today, you can get it. Again, you can get that online, it's there. But what are you feeding on every day? What's your daily bread? What's your daily routine? There's a phrase I love and it says this. It says, garbage in, garbage out. Yeah. Whatever we put into us comes out of us, yeah. As you can see, I eat cakes and stuff like that. And this is what comes out. My six pack has sort of slowly disappeared. But if it was ever there in the first place. Yeah. But you know what I mean? Yeah. It's garbage in, garbage. And I don't eat garbage. I don't. I do eat some, but generally speaking, no. But whatever you're putting into your life, food-wise, whatever you're putting into your eyes, whatever you're putting into your ears, yeah, it comes out. Yeah. In the way we express ourselves, in what we've heard. And you know, those things that you've seen and heard that you don't want to see and hear, unfortunately, they keep recurring. Do you find that? That thing that you didn't, it keeps recurring. And that's the enemy, because it's a bad thing. But you know, we need to get God's word into our hearts and into our lives so that that keeps recurring. This verse here, I love it. It's Psalm 119, verse 11. We just read it. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. I've hidden your word in my heart. Does anyone remember Ishmael? Ian Smale, who remembers Ishmael? Ruth remembers, yeah. But this is the guy, and we had him in OCF a number of times, but a lot of his music and songs he'd written were all the Bible, but written to songs. Yeah, written to music. And this is one, and I can remember this word because it goes to music. I was going to sing it, but I won't. I might sing it later. But I can sing it. I've hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. Yeah? Get God's word into you, right? And it says, I've hidden your word in my heart. Now, I don't know if you're good at hiding things. But if you're going to surprise somebody, if I buy something for Chris, I have to put it under my coat or put it in a bag and then hide it away, right? And then you bring it out at the right time. You bring it out as a surprise, don't you? Chris will be saying, what's in that bag? So I have to hide it away to make sure nobody ever gets near to even seeing the bag. What have you got? So you hide it away and you bring it out. And you bring out that surprise just at the right time. Just when it's needed. And you know, that's the word of God. If you hide God's word in your heart, it doesn't mean hide it and forget it. It means hide it in the sense of store it. Put it away. We've had a squirrel in our garden for a number of weeks. And we've got like a tree. And on one side of the tree, we've got a squirrel-proof nut holder. And then we've got another one on the other side, which isn't squirrel-proof. And guess what? The one that's squirrel-proof is full of nuts. The one that isn't is empty. Yeah? What are you laughing at? Sorry, Chris, yeah. It's empty. I don't know what it is for squirrel, but anyway. Yeah. It's empty. But why is that? Well, obviously because the squirrel can get the nuts. But the nuts are there all the time, but he's emptied it in days. Why has he done that? Because He doesn't know if there's going to be any nuts tomorrow. He doesn't know if there's going to be a 10-foot of snow tomorrow. He doesn't know the seasons. So he's put those nuts somewhere and hidden them and squirreled them away because he needs them in an emergency when there is a foot of snow and I can't be bothered putting nuts out. Yeah. And he's going to say, where's my nuts? He goes and finds them. Yeah. And it's exactly the same with the Word of God. Yeah. When you're in a situation when you need God's Word, you haven't got your mobile with you or your app with you or you're speaking to somebody or you're in a struggle situation, you're in a challenge, you need encouraging, you need to pull it out of your memory bank. Have you hidden God's Word in your heart? What's your memory like? I thank God. I know Mike shared last week about his Sunday school teacher. I thank God for Sunday school teachers. When I was just growing up, 4, 5, 6, we used to sit on the front row and we rotated scripture week after week after week after week, and I can still just record them because they're in there. When you get to my age, it's a little bit difficult. Yeah. But you young people, I can't express it to you enough. Don't rely on the tablet and the iPhone and the computer. Get it into yourself, because there'll be those situations where you haven't got it. And where you're going to get it from, it's got to come out of your memory bank. It's got to come out of your soul. It's got to come out from your inner being. And I just thank God for his Word, that he pulls it into your mind when you need it, when you need that word of encouragement, when things are stressful, when you need that word of correction maybe. There's a 3:16 verse. I was made up when Karen read from Ephesians 3:16. There's another 3:16. Isn't it amazing how 3:16 verses come up? John 3:16, we all know. Ephesians 3:16. Colossians 3:16. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Yeah, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. There's something about dwelling, about being there. Have you been to somewhere where you didn't want to move? You're just looking at the view and you just want to be there. Yeah. It's the same with the Word of God. Let it dwell in you. Does the Word of God dwell in you? Do you find God's Word exciting? Do you find it encouraging? Sometimes it can be as dry as old boots. It can be. But you've got to get through that. You've got to work through that. Don't give up because it's just a little bit tough. If you're on a reading plan and it's a bit tough, don't give up. Keep going because there's nuggets. Yeah? There's those exciting, just those words for you. And it can be even in there, in those most difficult of passages, just a word can speak to you and challenge you and build you up. So whatever it takes, read the Bible, memorize it, sing it. Those songs I've just been saying, I've hidden that word in our heart, sing it. I don't know if Ishmael's available on YouTube or you can get it, but if you can, get a CD, and it's just great. There's songs and songs and songs of scripture that you can just sing. So many of the songs that we actually sing these days are just taken straight off the page. So you know a lot of scripture, even though you didn't think you did. You already do know it. I remember once in our church, we actually did Psalm 119, and a group of us took each one of these stanzas. You know what it says there? Beth at the top and Gemmel. We all took one of those, and we learned them, and then we all said them, wrote all the way around. We used to play Bible games. We can't play Bible games anymore. We used to play sword in sheath, which is the Bible, the sword. We used to go sword in sheath, swords drawn, and then we quote a verse, and then the first one to find it would stay up and read it. But you can't do that anymore, because by the time you got your iPad out and clicked on the, you know what I mean, it's a bit slow. But we used to do that, and it was a challenge to find out where things were in the Bible, to know where books of the Bible were that you didn't know where they were. Habakkuk, where on earth's that? You know, and you could find the Bible. We used to play those sort of things, but they were all good things. We'd start at the front, maybe on the front here with Beth, and we'd say, Beth, pick a verse and recite the verse, and we'd go all the way along, and people would just recite a verse. I won't do that, it might embarrass you. But you'd be surprised how much you know of God's Word. But can I encourage you to get to know it? It's important that you do that. Let God's Word dwell in you richly. Let it dwell in you. It's important. God's Word is there to protect you, to encourage you, to correct you, to strengthen you, to help you to overcome. It's profitable for all those things. Another 3:16, 2 Timothy 3:16. I was going to quote it, but I might mess it up, so I won't. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correction, and training in righteousness. There's an old song that we used to sing. I used to be in the boys' brigade, and the motto was sure and steadfast. And the song was, we have an anchor that keeps the soul steadfast and sure while the billows roll, fastened to a rock which cannot move, grounded firm and deep in the Saviour's love. When those storms come, when it gets difficult, when we have problems, where are we going to turn? We've got to be grounded and firm in God's word to know that we have an anchor, something that we can rely on, something that we can put our hope in. When we've got nothing else, when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. What are we standing on today? So important. Then another verse in Psalm 119, verse 105, another well-known verse. It says this, it says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. It's great to hear Emma talking there about in darkness. Yeah. And sometimes we can be in darkness. We don't know the way. What is the way ahead? But we've got God's word to show us, showing us the way, shedding his light into darkness. Yeah. When we don't know which way to turn, which way to go, what are we going to do? We need to spend time with God, spend time in his word to find what is the answer, what is the way forward. And it mightn't be an instant answer. It might be a long-term thing. Sarah was talking there before about a promise that she'd been given, a prophecy. I've been given prophecies over many, many years, and some of them are not into fruition yet. But that doesn't mean God has changed his mind. We've just got to hold on to the promises of God. Does God ever break his promise? No. We need to weigh those prophecies. We need to see that they're true. They stack up with God's word. We need to test it. But if it's in line with God's word and God assures us, then we need to move in it and live in it and believe that God is going to bring us through. So God wants to show his way to us. And in this period of August, when we are just seeking God and we're saying to God, what is the next way forward for us individually, collectively, as we move into this new term come September, Lord, what are you saying to us as a church? What are you saying to us collectively? Our vision over there, closer to God. How are we going to do that? Are we going to do that by being on the beach all day? No. Yes, we can be on the beach, but we can be on the beach with God's word, yeah? We can be on our holidays with God's word, getting closer to God, closer to God, closer to others. As we read God's word, the challenge is going to come to reach out to others. It's got to, because that's what God's word does. It challenges us to reach others. And then together, it talks about God's word building us up. Each of us brings something from God's word. That's why it's great when people share, because you're bringing something. Everyone's got a psalm. Everyone's got a word to bring from God's word as you spend time with it. So God's word is vital. It's life-giving. And more so than ever, we need it now. We just need it now more than we've ever done before, because we can get sloppy. We can, because life is just so, you know, it just is, isn't it? It's just there. Everything's on a plate for us. And we just get sloppy, we get lazy, we get complacent. And we all do. It's easy to get into that. And unfortunately, we can neglect God's word. That verse we started with, I will not neglect your word. And we need to challenge ourselves with that. Lord, have I neglected your word? No. That's why I said it's important that you set a time. For me, it's morning. First thing in the morning, that's my time. Maybe last thing at night for you, but whatever it is, make it a priority. Don't let it become sloppy and neglect his word. So guys, what are we going to do? The challenge is on for each one of us to shape up, to say, yeah, I'm going to do something. I'm really going to get into God's word. If you've never done it before, you don't know where to start, well, let me encourage you. Start with one of the Gospels, Mark or Luke. Read one of those, right? And get into that. And don't go mad and try, I've got to read the whole Bible in a week. You haven't. You might only read a verse. But whatever it is, get into something. Look at one of these apps and get a reading plan. You can read plans that people have done to encourage you. Word for today is there. Little things to help you. There's loads of things. If you're struggling and you can't do it, then come and speak to me. And we can help you to get started. But whatever you do, get into a pattern and say, yeah, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to start reading God's word. I'm going to listen to what you're saying, God, and I'm going to move forward. I'm glad to see some of you taking some notes down. That's a really good thing. If you're reading your Bible, have a little notebook and then just write little notes. What's God said to me today? What's God saying to me through this passage of Scripture? Write it down. Don't be afraid to mark your Bible. That one I've got has got like, one of you presented, it was presented to me, and it's in a box, and it's got like gold leaf on the page, you know, and it's all that very, very like thin paper. I couldn't possibly write in it. I feel like, how could I write in that? But this one here, if you look through it, it's got writing in it and marks in it all the way through. So get a Bible that you're comfortable in marking it, because that's important, because it rings to your memory and you think about it. So I hope you've been challenged. I hope you've been encouraged to get God's word into your heart. It's life-giving. It's vital. It's important. Let's just pray for a moment. Lord, I've said a lot of words today, and some of it might have been not really what you wanted to say. But Lord, it's your word that's important. Not my word, not any of our words. It's your word that's vitally important. Lord, I do pray, Lord, for a challenge to come on each one of us. And I know the enemy's going to put all the obstacles he can in our way so we don't read his word. He's going to put all sorts of different things that are going to stop us. But Lord, I pray that you'll challenge each one of us, Lord. Those of us who maybe think we do read our Bibles regularly, that we need to do it more. And we need to do it more deliberately. And Lord, I pray for each one of us, Lord, as we do seek you over these next weeks, that you, Lord, will speak to each one of us. You'll speak to us collectively. Those on holiday, Lord, you'd speak to them. The Father, we will be the people. We will be the church. We will be the community that you want us to be, that will reach and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.